They at least going to be near each other? They at least going to be near each other?
That's all my like, can't come once in a while.
They're a shuttle tomorrow anyway? Tomorrow. Finish.
To work on making our elul, it should be a mer emissa, an emissa elul. It should be mer egen, it should be something coming from the ani, from the mensch. You saw the elul. Most of us is something manchit. We're mischasek and avoid Hashem, but the need from the mensch, the rotzen amiti, is not to be here in avoid Hashem. Last week we saw befrotis. We saw that that is beetzen mitachpulas ayetzahara, mitachsis ayetzahara, boy from Kloli. And the Elul of Adah, he's Moisef, Koichoi. That the Yitzahora, that the Shechaim brings, was Nichnas, the Toicha Odom. And the Yitzahora is Mizdame, is Nichnas into the Odom, is Mizdame, as if the Mensch, me and you, everyone here, our Emes Rotzen is Kol Minei. Dvarim Roim, all the Chatoim, all the Dvarim Roim, all the Midos Roim, that the Yetzirah is trying to bring us to. And like Rabbi Dessler touched up, that is Kamat Eker Nitzachon of the Yetzirah. The very second that the Yetzirah is able to present himself in the first, in the Lashon Rishon, says, that's my Rasa. My rotten is to be chaytik. When the mela, all the other Ritzainas, they blind, the Yitzhatoiv is coming from the outside, so it's a Kamala lost battle. When we have an egg in a project, when we have something that's an egg in a zach, so our whole Matthias is in it. And that's what we're trying to change our outlook on Elul, our attitude to Elul. Elul is supposed to be an egg in a zach, it's supposed to be an opportunity. We have a sprach that we use when we say something's negen zach, it's my baby. So we say it's my baby. Elul is supposed to be my baby. That's what Elul is supposed to be. Elul be'etzem is supposed to be a time when you finally get to be who you really are. You finally get to be the Yetzirah stops. We're able to let the Yetzirah stop manipulating us. We're able to start, as we said last week, the avoid is to realize the Yitzhara, he's a solicitor. That's what the Yitzhara is. The emissary of the Yitzhara is coming, he's a mafateh, he's coming from the outside. He's a perpetrator. This is how the emissary cook is supposed to be on Elul. It's the opportunity for us to really bond with the emissary self, the Ani L'Doidi. And everyone has to find tsiyurim in themselves. Tsiyurim in themselves, all the milus, all the tzedodim hatoivim. Now that's the real emissary, and how so many times the Yetzirah has caught us and taken manipulated us, convinced us to do something that's so rochik from really we ever wanted to be. And the more we have more tsiyurim, the more we live in this sugya and El is the opportunity. El is the taka where. The ani is takel doidi, like the lashon of the Mishabru. We keep on reading that the lave of Klal Yisrael is korevil doidi. You know, it's takel an opportunity. It's yeser. It's yeser. But yeser says more than the rest of the year to takel. to make ground in this sugya, in your identity. Who are you? The Yetzirah, when the Yetzirah comes, we said something last week, we think that the Yetzirah has one matar involved. The Yetzirah is coming kol kulei to destroy us, to be machriv avelt. To be machriv avelt. There are some chatoim that the seer is klar, that we'd see it even klar, how the Yetzirah is mapl aleinu, churban neira. But b'etzem, that's every single chait. Any chait, a person misses a mavatal, misses a sesek, misses a birchas mazon. It's kol kulei, it's kol kulei chorban. The Altum Kelam Zogt, Pshat, Pasek, in the Bracha Te'isov, the Pasek state, Al-Khar Bechotichya, Pasek state, the face of Al-Khar Bechotichya, bring the Altum Kelam. The Ramban says that the Lashon Cherev is me Lashon Churban. Cherev is maybe Churban on the world. Taitshlav the Altum Kelam. Achal b'chotichya meant that the koiches hara or chai from churban. Everything in this world has to have something that it lives off of. Every being in this world has fuel. Everything. Figure out everything. Plants live off one thing. Animals. Man. Human beings. What's the fuel of the Yetzirah? Zokta'al from Kelm Shtein the Pasuk. The fuel. The Yetzirah. He feeds off. He revels, and he feeds off of churban. It's churban. Churban kishmaikinu is churban. The Yetzirah feeds off churban. Every chait is coming to be machriv, mine and your personal welt. Machriv, churban, rekonos. We say in the video, Yashamnu, Yashamnu. Yashamnu means when the Farshim say, Shiruyim anu liya shoymimim. Chatanu ba'oifin shiruyim anu liya shoymimim. Shoymimim is a shmama. Shmama. When we're noitim from Ratzon Hashem, we go after. But b'etzem, we don't want to do either. It brings to a person a feeling of desolation. Shmama, nothing. There's nothing there. Emptiness. When you look at something you don't want to look at. When you say something to somebody else that you don't want to say. We spoke about this last week. In the beginning it feels, for that second it feels, but afterwards the person feels so reikon. The Yetzirah is dying for that, because that's the Yetzirah's fuel. Achar b'chotichya means al churban tichya. He feeds off the churban. The greater churban that he could imaple on us. The greater the destruction, the greater Ekiv Makalkal, Kol HaToiv, Bonum. That's his treat. And the greatest churban that he could do to us is to convince us and make us associate with the chait and realize and think, Akapanim, that every Davar Toiv that we have is garbage. Yeah, all your davening, all your learning is worth nothing. If you could look at that, if you could, how many times did you say that you're going to try to work on not talking Lashon Hara, b'chule. How many times did you say you're not going to speak like that to your wife? And he's able to be mapple on you afterwards. That hakara, that this is me, ich bin a garish, ich bin a oizvar. Churban, it's a churban gomma from the mensch. B'oisei mida, achar b'chotichya, that's his chias. He revels, he relishes in that, he licks it up. He has a party. Our avoida, again, el avoida is to be able to to decipher, to call the Yetzirah for his true colors. To call him the you're coming from Bachutz. You're a mafata, you're a mesis, a mediach. You're not me. Part of this avodah, on the second step, part of this avodah is, and this again, this is the Alapes, this is Avodah's El, Shani Yom Kippur, is that we have to tackle, and we start realizing a little bit this breakup. We have to develop a visa, get upset at the Yetzirah. You have to get upset at the Yetzirah. You have to be fatayinet of the Yetzirah. More in Brachas, but what's the Gemara? Brachas tafei shteit. Ma'oilam,
Amar Levi Racham, Amar Shimon Lachish. La Oilam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Ra. Shenema Rigzu Va'al Techeto. Rigzu Va'al Techeto. Yargiz Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Ra. Zok Rashi Pshat, famous Rashi also. She Yasim Luchama Al Yetzer Ra. Rashi learned. The Gemara is learning out from the pasuk of Rigzu al Techto. You're supposed to make a mechama, kitzeitzi al mechama. You're supposed to have a mechama. You're supposed to know that you're in constant fight with the Yitzhar. Rashi doesn't say clearly how you make the fight. Over here in Chedush Yagodah, the word Yargiz over here means the same thing it does all over. What does Yar? What does Regiz mean? Regiz means kas. Like you say, I'm Regiz of you, mekas. Rigzu means kas. Zoktim Arsho Agam, Kas is usually something that we don't touch with a 10-foot pole. However, against the Yetzirah is a time you're supposed to use Kas. The way you make a Mechom of Yetzirah is you get Fartainit, you get Broigis of the Yetzirah. What does this mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to get Kas? So, in the name of Darkeinu, we're talking about this is what it means. When a person gets to that point where he realizes, he calls the Yetzirah for who he is, he realizes this is me, and he's coming. From the outside, the solicitor, this manipulator. He's coming inside, he's parking himself via Balabas. And he's making calls, and he's making statements in my name. And he convinces me that I'm this Fardorben thing. This Horben, the Shmoma. You get fakast of him. You get angry at him. And that is part and parcel of what helps you actually to extricate yourself, to totally be moitzi melachutz. When you start getting angry at the Yetzirah, when you imargiz rigzu ba'al techeto, that's the way ba'al techeto. You want to come ba'al techeto, rigzu ba'al techeto. Many in the ground has on the pshat, many in the learns rigzu is after you did the chet. Say that. I'm not going to do it again. Oh, the pasha pshat is rigzu before. Rigzu al techeto, you want to know who not to do chet? The Torah says you got to get the Yetzirah that he's not, they don't think is you. Bring the Yetzirah outside of you. How do you get the Yetzirah out of you? Rigzu al techeto. This is again part and parcel. This is the mamchus yishal avoid the famel. If we move in this sugya, which again is a sugya of identity, if we move a millimeter after the whole Eilat, mamish, even a mashu is a mashu in this sugya, that we see the Yetzirah a little bit more, we move him out of his bilus. It's worth kol hayin shebaolam. The amount that we move, even the smallest amount. And this is what we're working on 30 days, 40 days, El Shani, we're working on to make it, to slowly be able to be matchin the chutz. We'll be meisif a little bit, psa. The status of Mabat and Bechlal, the Mechemes HaYetzer, our Yachas to the Yetzer, that maybe will help us taka realize how much the Yetzer manipulates us, and maybe be Ma'ur HaKas, a little more on the Yetzer. It's a famous Gemara in Kedushin, and the other place in Shas. Come on, Kedushin, I'm in a Beish state. My Shlokish. The Yitzre Shalodom, Miskarba Lo Bechol Yoim, Mavakish Lamisa. Like we just said, Lamisa is coming to bring you Churban, because that's what he lives off of. That's what the Yetzer is. That's the Yetzirah's chiyus. U'moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Loi Yochol Loi Shenemar Hashem Yazbo Yazvenu B'yodah Shei Demirin Dekazach. Shei in this battle, which is the battle of all battles that we lost, it's a lost battle before we start. Shei thought that the Yetzirah is unstoppable. The Yetzirah is unbeatable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Yetzirah in a way that we can't tackle the Yetzirah. Every time we lose, we gotta call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Got to call Kadosh Baruch Hu, but us alone, the Yetzer, Kenish, the Shaykh, not Shaykh, the battle the Yetzer. Rabitzel, and Koich Leor, Frech the Kasha. We all like to ask, Frech the Kasha, about Kadosh Baruch Hu. So understand, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make it that way? Very important is that. It makes it a way that we have a Muhammad, we can win, and every time we have to go call someone else. Muhammad usually is a fight. So you give the Yetzer power, we could fight, sometimes we win, sometimes we win. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make it so muzar? Such a modern fashion. That the way it's set up, me Kara the Milsa, the mensch can't fight against the Yetzer, and he always has to call a Kadosh Baruch. The Mitzvah says he's soid in tefillah. Interesting. He says that the person would only daven in Gashmias, the person wouldn't daven in Ruchnias. He'd all be koicher etzim yodi. The Mitzvah says a soid, ayin shom.
I heard from Moshe Shapiro's of another level. Said another hero in the kapshat. That's uptight. Another pshat maybe. In this chazal. So uptight is bechlal a whole mechemes hayetzer. Pshat like this. All there kapshat. Why bechlal is there bria of yetzer in the adults? Pshat pshat. Everyone knows why Kadosh Baruch Hu created yetzer. Life would be a lot easier. Teretz is bechira. That's not bechira. Only yetzer. Lisanig al Hashem, Lidobik by Hashem would be easy. Be simple. The schar wouldn't be under schar. Wouldn't be earned schar. It has to be bechira. It has to come from bechira. The yisoid of bechira is equality. That's the whole yisoid of bechira. Bechira has to be zelu ma zeloki. That's all again. It has to be the bechira last is toiv and the bechira last is ra. He's 100% equal. Look, that's a valk. Let's think about it for a second. Two businessmen over here. We have the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is selling his Chayra, and the Yetzirah is selling his Chayra. Yetzirah is selling Havayvus Hashem, Mitzvahs, Chayra, Midas Toivus. The Yetzirah is selling Kol Maron Bishim, Shaloil. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates just the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah and the equal, let's think about it for a second. Is it Tata? Is there a contest over here? Is there a contest over here? Do you have a Shiloh, what are you going to choose? Hooray, the Yetzer Toiv is selling real merchandise. Yetzer Toiv is selling real things. Something that you got that'll last after a second. You take it home, it'll last. It's a suit that lasts for 2 or 3 years. It's real merchandise. You have sipuk. You do a mitzvah, like we told a maisa over 2 weeks ago about the girl. You do a maisa chesed, you feel it 3 or 4 hours later. You feel it. The Yetzer Hara is selling, I really can't even. Excuse my language, what are you selling? The Yetzer Hara is selling Chinese imitations, is not the right thing. The Yetzer Hara is selling drugs. He's selling cigarettes. He's selling Averis. He's selling the cheapest imitation merchandise. That's not an imitation merchandise. It's something that kills you. It's something that's a hard to match. I mean, someone goes and tells you you have a glass of Coca-Cola and you have Super Drink. It's a Shaila. What is that? Elon knows what Super Drink is, right? Super Drink. Plus?
No shy.
It used to be a company, when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, used to be a company, it was called Tein Lishtot it was called. My Shvabi used to make a joke, why is it called Tein Lishtot? He said, because you don't know what to do with it if it don't tell you Tein Lishtot. The kid said, you have a Shaila, if someone offers you Super Drink or Coca-Cola. There's no Shaila. There's no Shaila! The Yetzer Hara is selling a sach. Worse than that. The Yetzer Hara is telling you to talk Lashon Hara. How do you feel after you talk Lashon Hara? Tell me how you feel after talking Lashon Hara. You feel rake. You feel chorev. How do you feel after you look? I'll quote the Lashon of Ingaman who got caught a little bit on the internet. His Lashon was in the morning I learn in the mirror, in the night I go to Harlem. That's what you feel like. You feel like you're in Harlem. You feel like you're in Harlem. It was no sach. You feel like you're in Harlem. He's selling Harlem. I mean, is there a Bechira over here? So it's a big yisoid. No one knows anything about business. If you have a businessman and you have good merchandise, the merchandise sells itself. But if you have bad merchandise, the only aids is you have to be an unbelievable salesman. You have to be a salesman who could take Super Drink and sell it as a Coca-Cola. He could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You have to have a slick talker, someone who could disguise everything. Someone who could make illusions, then delusions. Someone who could tell you a cigarette's Gan Eden. Drugs is Gan Eden. You look at that, you're gonna have a such shanur. That's Pasanik Al Hashem. Not Al Hashem, it's Pasanik, that's Tango. The Eibusha had to make the Yetzer unstoppable. What does it mean unstoppable? It means his Koyach Adimion, his Koyach Mashiach is something that's pushing uncontrollable. Without that, how could he pull you to go to a Vatel Torah for 2 hours? What is there? You could learn, you could bring yourself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make yourself feel good, and go waste 2 hours on garnished. So Teretz says there's a Mashiach HaNeiro, which the Gaon talks about. There's a Mashiach HaNeiro. He's unstoppable. This is the only way there could be Bechira. This is the only way there could be Bechira. It's a type, doesn't need that smart, slick talk. It's a type. He's selling you mitzvahs, he's selling you good tamayis and toivim. It's gavalik. But the Yetzer Hara needs to have this manipulative koyach, this
this spell over us, this hold over us. This is what we refer to in davening as Memshel Zodoy. The Yitzhar has a Memshel over us. He has a Memshel. He's a Memshel Zodoy. But he has a Memshel. He rules. It's our rules. He rules over us. From the biggest devices of the Yitzhar to rule over us is what we spoke about last week, the Sardes. From the greatest koyches, the ploys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him in order to make Bechira, is this device, this koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to make it, that all the Dvarim Royim in the world, they're going to talk to the person, Bishmoy. They're going to talk to his eye. His eye is going to want that. And the Yitzhar is going to help, it's going to stand out, so it's going to be you, the Mashkiach is telling you, go do that, you should do that, you should do that. That's the only way Bechira is alive. Our avoid is to realize, like we say, Kolorisha ka'oshon tichle kisavim memshal v'zodan menaret. Kolorisha ka'oshon tichle shteit. Ka'oshon tichle means like a, it will dissipate like a smoke. An oshon, when it's condensed in a place, there's a tremendous amount of smoke in a place, it looks like there's a lot going on there, it looks like there's something there. But you get there, slowly it dissipates, you see it was garnished, you see it was nothing, you see it was reconnaissance, you see it was chorben. Char b'chotich, you see it was chorben, you see it was nothing. We have to get upset by Yitzhara. It's the Yitzhara, he's a manipulator. That's what he is. He's a manipulator. He's the best talker. And he's coming to Mom Shaf us. That's what he's coming to do. He's coming to rip us off. Like we never did. Like no one ever did. Because he's coming to be an imposter and change who we are. There's no greater gneva than to gneva, to be ganvada ani from the mensch. There's no greater gneva than ganvada ani from the mensch. That's what he does. This is the Yitzhara. The more we ma'ir our sinna and our roigis in the Yitzhar, the more we'll be able to be marchikim from our ni. I want to be mamshich now a little bit, start and continue next week. The mahalach we started in Elul, to maybe continue it, approach to Rosh Hashanah, while the slichas are coming, Shana, to start thinking of Rosh Hashanah. With Rosh Hashanah, it comes an unavoidable topic. It's not a popular topic in our door. That's the din. That's what it's called. You can't avoid it. It's called the Yom HaDin. There's a din. There's a mishpat. It comes with Cheshbon HaNefesh. Anyone who's even a little bit earnest about Yiddishkeit, the one time he makes episode Cheshbon HaNefesh is a little bit before Rosh Hashanah. That's an inventory. You have to make Seder. You have to make Tikkun. Lamaisa with the mishpat and with the din brings for many people a tremendous amount of tensity, a tremendous amount of lachatz. Many people turn off. They turn off pasha. They can't handle this whole pressure. This chishboinis. That's not a good part. That's not a healthy part of it. It's a shmuz bifnei atzmo. It's a problem. But that's the metzius by many people. And the emes is that there's a second side. There's a chiluk of that. There's the chiluk of the yira. There's the chiluk of a yira of the mishpat. So maybe we could take the kivun, the tzugang we had, and we talked to Elul, we could be mamshech etaka to the din. And the emes is before we talk about the mishpat mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to talk about our mishpat, our cheshbon hanefesh. Let's think about who are we making this cheshbon hanefesh for. And if we think about it, we realize that when we always make the cheshbon hanefesh, it's like we give in din v'cheshbon. We give in an inventory, we give it into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hand it into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, Eibush, this is what I do. Good, this is what I do. Bad, this is where I'm holding. We have to use the same approach. The mishpat, the cheshbon hanefesh is for ourselves. We're making a cheshbon, we're holding for you, because your ani is l'doidi. Hooray, me and you are masking. We're the emes is ani is l'doidi. Hooray, we just saw the Yetzirah is coming from the outside. The Yetzirah is coming to shray us from where we want to be. So let me ask you, who are we making the cheshbon? We're making the cheshbon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're making the cheshbon for ourselves. When we're making a cheshbon, we were holding in life. Who are we making the cheshbon for? We're making the cheshbon for ourselves. Teres Avram sucked. Of all the Baal Gavar, Teres Avram. Avram Brzezinski is the last Mashkiach of the Baal in Europe. He has a maimer called Shefer Shel Elul. I'm not going to be marach in all the riots, but at the end word, he says, the Baal Gavar, the Shefer Shel Elul, Torah, the Faizkim state. And the Shefer is Ma'irir Pachad. A shofar mitivoy, the nature of a shofar is more pachad. What's the pachad that the shofar is coming? The shofar of Elul is coming to more. Zok there, the shofar of Elul is not coming to more pachad from the Einshim. From the Einish, from the bad din, so to speak, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu you're going to get. The Shofar of El is coming to murder the pachad of not using El in the opportunity, not taking advantage of the opportunity of El. The opportunity of El to get the clarity, the opportunity of Anila Doidi, the opportunity to make rounds, to take steps in the sugya that we spoke about, in realizing who you really are, realizing that the Yezar is your exterior. The opportunity is so great, and it's such a chaval. It's a disaster, a tragedy to think of us losing that. That's a pachad. It's a famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the same thing. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Shteit, on days. Why don't we say Halal on Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we say Halal on Rosh Hashanah? Bottom line, the Gemara is talking Gemara. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefonai. Yisrael and Mashiach. It's a pachad. Sifri Chaim and Sifri Meisim are going with a psuchim levanecha. Rabbi Shlomo Hyman brings shame the vitzel that he asked. Why does the Gemara say Sifri Chaim? So Shtein Sifri Meisim. What's the Gemara of the Pacha? Sifri Meisim. Say Sifri Meisim, psuchim levanai, v'atem oim v'mshira. What does it say Sifri Chaim? Zok there, I'm adding a little bit. Name. The Sifri Chaim is chelik of the Pacha, just as much as Sifri Meisim. The Sifri Chaim, the being dovik, realizing that you're ani in our shprach, it's you realizing that you're ani is dovik l'chayim. Coming closer to realize that ani l'doidi, that's chayim, that's just as much of a pachad to not be able to get a right into the tzifrei chayim if you're going to lose that and that. That's a shrek. This has to be a tzugang. Tell. Rosh Hashanah, the din is Shloish Sfarim Niftachim Rishoyim Tzadikim Bebeinim Kedua. What's the Taitch Rishoyim Tzadikim Bebeinim? A lot of things, a lot of Nakudas. I'm going to mention there's one Hagdor in the Gemara Brochus, Samachal from Bez, Zokhtan Absanai Hagdor. What was Saista Rosh or Tzadik? Bebeinim, what Saista? Zokhtan Gemara Zoy, the Tzadik Yetzer Toiv Shoifton. Tzadikim Yetzer Hatoiv Shoifton. Rishoyim Yetzer Hara Shoifton. Beinim zeh v'zeh shoifton. What does it mean shoifton? Pashup shad shoifton means it judges them. What does that mean? Zok the goin, chadush agodas, the ma'al satar brings from the goin. Shoifton, the goin here brings rais, means in this point manhigon. Shoifton brings rais, mechazal, tanach, sometimes means manik. Who fears you? Who's fearing your life? The loshen of the goin. A rasha, it's a harash shoifton means that the source of every action he does, who's calling the shots, who's the general, who's the leading, the lead? It's the Yitzhadra. Why does the Gemara use such a funny Hagdara of a Russian, a Tzaddik, and a Beinu? You say, Russia, someone does Averis. A Tzaddik, someone does Mitzvahs. Beinu is a mixing up. The answer is, we're talking about Hagdara and the Mensch. Who's in control of your life? So Zogich, I'm telling you like this. The way we usually think about this, we say to ourselves, I want to decide, am I a tzaddik and am I a rosh? I'm a beinoni, I say, who's shoifin me? Who does the Kaddish Baruch Hu think is shoifin me? Who does the Kaddish Baruch Hu think is manig mei warsaker? That's what we make a cheshbon nefesh. Am I going to be a tzaddik and am I a rosh? I'm telling you, let's think about it. Leave a Kaddish Baruch Hu out of the picture. I'm telling you, if you leave a Kaddish Baruch Hu, don't, afterwards we'll start with him. Think about yourself. Meir, Yankel, Shua, everybody, think about yourself. Who do you think is your manik? That's a cheshmin. Who do you think is your manik? Tell me, who do you think is your manik? Who is calling the shots? Who is calling the shots? You're like, before Kaddish Baruch Hu. Before, don't be so frum. Think about it for yourself. Make a cheshmin and everything. Who is calling your shots? That's going to decide who you're a beinoni or a tzaddik or rosh. Because that's the sugya. Who do you think you are? If you're Rois. The Gemara Shoshana, the Mishnah state. Abba Prokam Olam Nidin. Mishnah Shoshana Kazayin. Abba Prokam Olam Nidin, Bepesach Alatvua, Vatzeres Alperes Ha'ilud, Rosh Hashanah Kabbalan Oivim Lefonav Kaneymar. Shenema Yitz Yachaliba Meivel Kamasein, Bechag Nidin Olamayim. Four times they were judged. On Rosh Hashanah the Mensch is judged. The Pasha Rediyik in the Mishnah.
In all other three tkufas it says nidoinim. Rosh Hashanah doesn't say, it should say Rosh Hashanah nidoinim kabbalam. It doesn't say that. It says Rosh Hashanah kol bayolim. It states a fact. It does a listen, Rosh Hashanah kol bayolim. Over the phone of Kamei Mar. It doesn't say nidoinim. But the Chayiz Kavizim from the Mishnah. The Vizotas. That the Etzem Din on Rosh Hashanah is that alein. Me and you and everyone in this room, we pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kshnurim, the Kirva Yisera. Mamish, we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the imprint that we make at that meeting, that is the Din itself. Me and you are going to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do what we're presenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an Eved. That's what we're doing. Me and you are coming and we're saying, Eibishter, my name is Meir Warsager. That was my name already. I'm here, Hineini. I'm here to take my tafkid for the next year. I'm here. I'm ready to take my tafkid next year. I want a tafkid that you have ready for me. Be a tafkid for you. The shaila is in our nefesh. What kind of confidence? How are we going to? How much are you going to, Hineini? If you're going to, are you going to with hesitance? Are you takadir? Is your anil ledoidi? If your ani is ledoidi, and you worked on this sugya, and you moved the Yitzhak a little bit out, so your ani will be that much more ledoidi. You'll pass in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you'll be there with the Gantzakantzai. You'll be there, and you'll be, yes, I'm ready. If your Elo was like a marathon, Elo was, you tasted a little bit, but your ani is no, that's not where I am. I'm not going to be here the rest of the year. I'm not going to be here. So your ani is not there. You're not there. It's our shirt. That's what has to be our tzurah to Rosh Hashanah. We have to make a cheshbon for ourselves because we really want, this is our emes ani. And the more it's egin and ourselves the cheshbon, I'm telling you, we'll be a good meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he's going to be very happy with us. This is the tzurah. We have to, the cheshbon has to be for us. It has to be ani l'doidi.
Yeah. Yeah.